It's opening night at an Obama for America campaign office in South Fort Collins. The main attraction is just inside the front door where dozens are socializing. A powder blue wall with the word "Forward" is stenciled largely in white letters. Supporters are encouraged to write their own messages of support with permanent markers.
I'm thinking of something profound and I
haven't been able to come up with anything.
Holly Young has put in dozens of hours of her own time this campaign season, canvassing neighborhoods and calling unaffiliated voters. Also a volunteer in 2008, she says pitching the president to voters is different this year. In some cases, Mr. Obama's record is an asset. In other conversations, it's not.
We hear a lot of, you know, he promised this and he hasn't done that, you know, and we try to talk to people about, well, if you look at this, he really has done a lot of what he promised, or has at least started it and is working on it, you know.
Larimer County has attracted a lot of national interest as a bellwether indicator of voter attitudes and trends over the last 4 years. The Republican-leaning area swung Democratic in 2008, electing both President Obama and 4th Congressional Representative Betsy Markey, the first Democrat in decades. But that enthusiasm waned in 2010 when Republican Cory Gardner was first elected to Congress.
I think Obama has disenfranchised a number of people, and we're not just talking independents and unaffiliates. We're talking Democrats.
Devin Lentz is the external vice chair of the Larimer County Republicans. Working just one block away from the new Obama field office, Lentz says the tone here is different this year compared to 2008. That's despite an unemployment rate that's 2 percentage points lower than Colorado's 8.3%.
I think it's a different energy. This is a frustrated energy, not an excited energy.
Larimer County has almost 15,000 more registered Republicans compared to Democrats, but there are just as many unaffiliated voters, around 61,000, as there are registered Republicans. For the Obama campaign to win this county again, it needs to win over unaffiliated voters. Like Andrea Sebald. She voted for the president in 2008. Since then, she opened up a small coffee shop along the Mason Street corridor.
I know Obama's had a lot of input on small businesses lately. I've kind of heard a little of it.
So far, business has been slow for Sebald, but this area is expected to boom in the coming years. That's thanks in part to a $54 million federal grant from the Obama administration for a rapid bus transit system.
It's more important to me now, probably just because I'm a small business owner and I wasn't before.
Sebald says she's found it hard to find out what each side actually stands for during this campaign. And getting independents like her to turn up at the polls come November could be challenging. That's according to Kyle Saunders, political science professor at Colorado State University.
While all of these attempts are made by the campaigns to persuade them to come to their side, they're also a little less involved. They are also a little less efficacious with regard to how they feel about politics.
Young people may also be harder to energize, especially on college campuses. Young voters supported Obama at near record levels in 2008, which could be hard to replicate this year, particularly with those like Colorado State University student Elizabeth Bender, an undecided sophomore who says she's leaning toward Mitt Romney.
I'll probably vote, but at this point it's very, really rickety.
Tuesday's speech will likely be paired with a voter registration push, which could nudge voters like senior Sarah Thompson more towards Obama, which is where she says she's leaning.
Still up in the air. I think I really take it down to the last second. I'll just try and keep up with everything. I hopefully will come see Obama's speak if I can without interfering with class.
After stops in Ames, Iowa and Fort Collins today, Mr. Obama wraps up his 2-day campaign swing in Charlottesville, Virginia tomorrow. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.